AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Severe weather stretched from the south to the Great Lakes to the East Coast Monday night, says CBS's Meg Oliver.
Ominous warnings of an approaching tornado sounded in Flatwoods, Kentucky, as this menacing funnel swept just west in Lexington. Severe thunderstorms packing violent winds stretched across the south, ripping branches off trees in Tennessee.
This is really bad.
Downtown Parkersburg, West Virginia, turned into a flood zone brought on by heavy afternoon rain.
Donald Trump's lawyers are opposing efforts by the Justice Department to limit what their client can say about his election conspiracy case. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Trump's team wants to give access to these sensitive materials to more people than the government wants to have access, including many different types of folks, volunteer or otherwise, who might help in defending Donald Trump. And the government disagrees with that.
Violence is on the rise in hospitals.
About 40 states have passed laws creating or increasing penalties for violence against healthcare workers, but it has not stopped the violence, says California nurse Sandy Redding.
We are seeing increased numbers of workplace violence, especially in some psych wards, the emergency room, even on the med-surg units.
National Nurses United says patients and families are often frustrated over high costs or long wait times. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Almost a dozen families of inmates who've died recently at the